Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Good morning, everyone. Over this week, I had an opportunity to read an article written by a man named Matt Walsh. Some of you may have heard of him, and for those of you that don't, he is a Catholic gentleman who writes mainly opinion pieces on social and political issues. And the title of his article definitely got my attention, and given that it came out just a couple days before the Ascension of the Lord, his timing, although it was a little bit maybe troublesome for him and his family, his piece couldn't have come at a better moment. The article is titled, "You Might Not Want to Go to Heaven," and that definitely caught my attention. In it, he writes about the impending death of his wife's grandfather and how his children have processed the thought of death, or rather the effects that his children's faith have had on him. One of his preschool-aged twins asked if Grandpa was going to heaven. He was more concerned about how he was going to get there, very practical. Will he take an airplane? Will he fly like Superman? How will he get through the ceiling? And that caused me to think about the disciples that were gazing up at the cloud as Jesus rose and what was going through their minds. But it was the questions of his daughter Julia, the other twin, that were the real point of the story. She asked him, "Why do we go to heaven? And what do we do there?" He wrote, "I paused and thought about the best way to phrase this answer to a four-year-old until I realized that the best way to phrase it to a four-year-old is really the best way to phrase it to anyone. We go to heaven because Jesus died for us and we love him. That's what we do there. We love Jesus and we're with him forever." To which little Julia replied, "Oh, I like that. I want to go to heaven." The article continues about the misconception that most adults seem to have about heaven. All too often, grown adults, people of faith, seem to have a very selfish image of what heaven must be like. More of an indulgent kind of happiness that sounds like a perpetual vacation, where everyone gets to do what they wanted and always wanted to do and enjoyed most in life, eat the foods they wanted, be with the people they wanted to be with. Julia Walsh wants to go to heaven for no other reason than to be with Jesus. And when her father asked her what she'd imagined she'd be doing once she got there, her answer was profound in its simplicity: hugging Jesus. Again, demonstrating an understanding of eternal life that's far more profound, far more beautiful, and far more accurate than what you normally hear from adults, people of faith, who think they're too busy with worldly affairs to just dwell on the divine. It's easy for us to lose sight of what being Christian really means, to love and to be loved. And there is no greater love than to lay down your life for your friends. Today we celebrate the Ascension of the Lord, the culmination of what the Church refers to as the Paschal Mystery, namely the Passion, Death, Resurrection, and Ascension of Jesus into heaven. Certainly in the broadest sense, Christ's entire life, all his words and actions, reveal God the Father's will and contribute to our salvation. Yet Christ's work of redemption was principally accomplished by those four specific events that make up the Paschal Mystery, whereby dying, he destroyed our death, and rising, restored our life. The Paschal Mystery reveals that Christ's passion and death, in loving obedience to the Father's will, were necessary to bring about God's plan of salvation. His resurrection is proof and affirmation that God's saving plan has been and continues to be fulfilled. And finally, his ascension enables the Church to make salvation available to all people through the power of the Holy Spirit. The ascension of the Lord also marked a transition in the mission of Christ. "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Claiming his rightful authority over heaven and earth, Jesus commissions those who love him to continue that mission that he started with his incarnation when he came down from heaven and became man. By his authority, the church and all her members have been commissioned to continue his salvific work of drawing all mankind into one in him. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Last week we heard Jesus proclaim, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." The call we hear today is that same command, calling us to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and your neighbor as yourself. For to love is to will the good of another. And we do that first by caring for the immediate physical needs of others through the corporal acts of mercy, always cooperating with Christ in the salvation of souls, loving others enough to introduce them to our beloved. His ascension to the right hand of the Father marks the definitive entrance of Jesus' humanity into the heavenly domain. And from here on out, it is the work of the church to draw all men to him. As members of his mystical body, the real historical act of his bodily ascension serves to strengthen our hope, knowing full well that where the head goes, the body follows, provided we love him and keep his commands. Jesus didn't just show us the way to the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself. That drawing up of all men to himself is now our mission, yours and mine, his mystical body, the church. So I ask you, what are you doing specifically to help Jesus realize that mission? Do you give of yourself? Or are you more accustomed to think about what you might get back in return? What do you get for your efforts, for your investment? Getting back to the article that I spoke about earlier, I'd like to ask all of you and myself to spend more time on a regular basis, meditating on whether or not you are preparing for an internal brace with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit by loving God and your neighbor, or are we focused more on ourselves? Are we just looking for a vacation? Or do we really want to go to heaven? Today in this and in every Mass, we enter into the Paschal Mystery, the saving work of Christ and his eternal love for all mankind. For he ascended not to distance himself from our lowly state, but that we, his members, might be confident in following where our head and founder has gone. I urge you to keep the faith. Stay close to Christ in and through the sacraments. Remain vigilant in prayer, and be kind to everyone in the most difficult of situations, always striving for that childlike faith that has you longing not for a false sense of heaven, but for the eternal brace of love himself. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.